Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is serving God. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Three Keys to Serving God, written and read by Jessica Vinrogel. We give thanks to God always for you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers loved by God, that he has chosen you. 1 Thessalonians 1, 2-4. This passage from 1 Thessalonians holds three keys to serving God. When we learn to leverage these keys, we discover that we can continue on when the way grows wearying or frustrating. Serving God by serving people brings with it a whole host of issues. We rub each other wrong, and our flesh expresses itself through our irritated responses to one another. We fight for dominance and wrestle with selfish ambition. We lobby for our great ideas and fuss when they get put aside. Instead of getting caught up in these traps, we can consider what gets us started, drives us, and sustains us. Faith starts because God chooses us. God has already taken the first step in renewing our personal relationship with him by sending Jesus to pay for our offenses against God. Jesus bridged the gap between us. We simply respond by saying yes to God and begin a life anchored by faith. Walking by faith means that sometimes we don't see all the steps we need to take. Instead, we only see the next one and then the next one. Serving God is an expression of our faith in him, and faith is an important key in believing that our service is not in vain. Love for the Lord is the engine that rumbles beneath all we do and drives us forward. At times, the labor involved in serving God surprises us. Hardships happen, and we wonder if something so noble can bring such difficulties. But this life is not without trials, even when we serve with pure motives. We need to have something that keeps us moving forward when the way grows long and scattered with boulders and steep inclines. Love for God is the key to pressing on when discouragement comes. Hope fuels us and gives us endurance. We find our hope in Jesus, who is steadfast and true, strong and mighty, and ever present. When we grow weary in service, we can fix our eyes on Jesus. He is our hope. He doesn't disappoint. Because sanctification is a process, we wrestle with the ways of ourself and must carry our cross. While this battle within rears its ugly head from time to time, we can stay the course by allowing the steadfast hope to build endurance in us. Hope in Jesus is the key that fuels our service. Throughout my life, I've served God by serving the church through my involvement in various ministries, from children's church to youth group to women's ministries. My involvement in each area ministered to my heart and helped me mature. Maturity came through diligence to honor God through every issue each ministry brought as I focused on faith, hope, and love. Intersecting faith and life. God calls us to serve Him, and it is work produced by faith. However, it is not always easy or pretty. It can get discouraging, and we can lose sight of why we began serving in the first place. When we volunteer our time and serve others, we serve God. Sometimes, though, we run out of motivation, especially when the way grows difficult. It's in these moments when we reach for these three keys found in 1 Thessalonians 1, 2, and 4. Faith is the starter that gets us going. Love is the engine that drives us onward. Hope is the fuel that helps us last. If you are weary or burdened, take some time to remember how faith blossomed in your heart. Allow the love of God to fill you to overflowing, and let the steadfast hope of Jesus be your fuel so you can serve once again. We work by faith, labor with love, and endure because of steadfast hope.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.